Hello and welcome to Bixis Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Big Spiderbeck, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. I am Albert Haim and this is WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website. In the Bixis Alive program, I will play recordings and talk about the music and the life of Big Spiderbeck. I will also play recordings by other musicians, past and present, who play in a style influenced and or reminiscent of Bix's unique approach to music. In the programs, I will feature various segments. In some instances, I will have a battle of the bands. On other occasions, I will focus on one particular musician or a theme as the centerpiece of the program. At other times, I will simply play recordings that I enjoy. The centerpiece of today's program will be Cigarellis. This is a continuation of a series of programs in which I play a bunch of records of vocalists who recorded with Bix. And Cigarellis recorded a couple of records with Bix, and I'll play those a little later. First, let me tell you a little bit about him. He was born on July 4th, 1904 in Houston, Texas. And now I'm reading from Roger Kinkel's Encyclopedia of Jazz. Singer of 20s and 30s, used outstanding musicians in bands backing him. Attended the University of Virginia, singer pianist in vaudeville and nightclubs. Soft voice on many records, 1925-31. Sessions sometimes included jazz man Louis Armstrong, Joe Venuti, Eddie Lang, Tommy and Jimmy Dorsey, Manny Klein. On a radio series at intervals in later 30s, led good swing band called Cigarellis and his choir of brass, featured as many as 8 brass, as few as 1 reed. The wife was Irene Taylor, an excellent vocalist who worked with his band in the late 30s and early 40s. Let me see. From the Who's Who of Jazz by John Hilton, I found out that he visited Great Britain in 1928, and this is kind of interesting. While on tour in Cincinnati, he discovered the Mills Brothers, the vocal group, and assisted in their management for several years. Well, let's get started with the music, and first two recordings are going to be from the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra. This is April 24th, 1928. And there are two sides that I'm going to play with the Cigarellis as the vocalist, the Indian Cradle Song, take B, and My Melancholic Baby, take A. And the composition of the band here is Mickey Bloom and Fuzzy Ferrer on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet or alto sax, Arnold Brillhart on alto sax, Herbert Panzer on tenor sax, Arthur Schott on piano, Carl Kress on banjo, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, and Chauncey Morehouse on drums. So let's listen then to Cigarellis is a vocalist with the Tommy Dorsey Orchestra in, with the Dorsey Brothers and their orchestra in 1928.
My don't be blue. All your fears are foolish fancy, baby. Why, you know, dear, that I'm in love with you. Every cloud must have a silver lining, so wait until the sun shines through. Smile, my honey dear, while I kiss away, dear, or else I shall be melancholy too.
Even though there were two trumpet players in the band, Tommy Dorsey took those solos with his usual flair and very hot trumpet player. Another comment, I thought I heard both a banjo and a guitar in those two recordings, although the liners in the CD that I just played, that's volume one, as well as the discography of Brian Rost, mentioned just Carl Kress on banjo. So, I don't know. Well, let's continue with the music. Now I'd like to get in a couple of recordings in which Cigarellis records under his own name. First, I'll play Should I? This is from February 28, 1930, with Tommy Dorsey on trumpet, Murray Kellner on violin, Cigarellis on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Stan King on drums. And I'll follow that with a recording from January 13, 1930, under a Texas moon, and here there's just two guys, Cigarellis, piano and vocal, and Eddie Lang on guitar. So let's listen then to Cigarellis in 1930.
Confess I love you. Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you? Could I repeat the sweetest story told? Could I entreat, would it be too bold? Should I exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? The yellow moon shines up above, the music's bringing songs of love. To you and I, this should mean all love scene. exactly how I feel. Should I confess I love you? Should I recite beneath the pale moonlight and swear by stars above you? Could I repeat sweetest Dorito? Could I entreat, would it be too bold? Should I reveal exactly how I feel? Should I confess I love you? When the last ray of sun me carries up, paints the hills with a soft golden hue. When the long day is done me carries up, my poor heart calls for no one but you. Let the spell of the fading light find you here in my arms tonight under a Texas moon. Sweet one, let me whisper my love divine. Feel the thrill of your lips on mine under a Texas moon. There's a flute and the strum of a sweet guitar, leading hours and the gleam of each silver star. From afar, fair one, what care I what mañana brings? For tonight it's my heart that sings under a Texas moon.
That was a nice, slow, romantic song with a little bit of a Spanish tinge, as Jelly Roll Morton used to say about jazz. Well, let's change the pace now and get a little faster stuff going. And I'm going to play first, If I Can't Have You. This is from April 11, 1928. Cigarellis is accompanied here by Tommy Dorsey on trumpet and trombone, Jimmy Dorsey on trumpet, clarinet, alto sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Rube Bloom on piano, and Eddie Lang on guitar. And I'll follow that by one of the songs that Bix recorded with the Paul Whiteman Orchestra. This will be Cigarellis singing Sweet Sue, Just You, from May 15, 1928, with Justin Ring as the director, Fozzie Ferrer on trumpet, Murray Kellner and Walter Biederman on violin, Rube Bloom on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and ukulele perhaps, and Stan King on drums. So let's listen then to a couple of recordings of Sigur Ellis from 1928.
I'm blue, so blue, brokenhearted, because we parted, and since we parted, the sun has lost its glory. I wish and I hope that you'll forget, dear, that you'll forgive, dear. I want you to listen to my story. If I can't have you, nobody but you. I want to be lonesome, I want to be blue. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I'm all by my own self, just thinking of you. I'm missing that sweet embrace, that feeling of bliss. For nobody can take your place when I'm feeling like this. So if I can't have you, nobody but you, I want to be lonesome, I want to be blue. If I can't have you, nobody but you, I want to be blue. Wherever I go, whatever I do, I go on thinking of you. Missing that sweet embrace, not feeling of bliss. For nobody can take your place when I'm feeling like this. So if I can't have you, nobody but you, I wanna be lonesome, I wanna be blue. Dry your pretty eyes of blue, tears were never meant for you. Smile a while, please do. Sue, dear, don't believe the things you hear. You know I'm lonely for only sweet you. Every star above knows the one I love. Sweet Sue, just you. And the moon up high knows the reason why. Sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue, just you. Every star above holds the one I love. Sweet Sue, just you. And the moon up high holds the reason why. Sweet Sue, it's you. No one else, it seems, ever shares my dreams. And without you, dear, I don't know what I'd do. In this heart of mine, you live all the time, sweet Sue.
I don't know why Cigarellis is vilified as much as he is. He's a very good singer, and notice, especially in the first of the two numbers that I just played, how much improvisation he does. Let's then get in that recording that everybody says is terrible vocal. This is Frankie Trumbauer and his orchestra with Bix and Lang. Bix on cornet, Bill Rank on trombone, Frank Trumbauer on C melody, Don Murray on clarinet or tenor sax, Doc Riker on alto sax, Irving Riskin on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, Adrian Rollini on bass saxophone, Chauncey Morehouse on drums or harpophone, and Cigarellis on vocal. The two sides that I'm going to play are from the remastering that Mike made of these recordings. He wasn't satisfied with this version of Blue River and A Cradle in Caroline, as A Cradle in Caroline that he had in the Bix Restored. So he remastered a few numbers, and he kindly sent me a copy of the improved version, and these are the versions that I'm going to play then: the improved Blue River, the improved There's a Cradle in Caroline, Cigarellis with Bix and Frankie Trumbauer in 1927.
Forget that bright summer night in our little canoe, when our blue eyes lost the light as we whispered adieu.
When I hear a lonesome song, I know that something's wrong. Blue River, maybe it's because I'm just as blue as you.
Unfortunately, you won't be able to appreciate the quality of these recordings from Michael Kiefer. It's really outstanding. Unfortunately, when I make the real audio files, the music is compressed tremendously, and you can't appreciate all the nuances and the quality of the sound, but it's all there in these improved versions that Mike Kiefer has made available for some of the recordings in Bix Restored Volume 1. Okay, let's continue now with Cigarellis as vocalist, And I'll get in a couple of numbers. First, if I had a talking picture of you, this is from October 11, 1929, with Phil Napoleon on trumpet, Charlie Butterfield on trombone, Henry Whiteman on violin, F. Buch on violoncello, Hoagy Carmichael on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Mike Trafficante on string bass, and George Hamilton Green on drums. Now you listen to that very carefully. Listen to the piano by Hoagy Carmichael and the bass by Mike Trafficante. I think this is a very advanced kind of accompaniment. It is a precursor of the sound that we were going to hear many years later. I'll follow that with Mean to Me. This is from April 5th, 1929, with Fozzie Ferrar on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone, Andy Sanella on clarinet or alto sax, Rube Bloom on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Stan King on drums. See the kind of musicians that Cigarellis used to be accompanied with in his own recordings under his own name. Well, let's listen then to Cigarellis in 1929.
I talk to your photograph each day. You should hear the lovely things I say. But I thought how happy I would be if your photograph could talk to me. If I had a talking picture of you, I would run it every time I felt blue. I would sit there in the gloom of my lonely little room and applaud each time you whisper, I love you. On the screen, the moment you came into view, we would talk the whole thing over, we two. I would give 10 shows a day and a midnight matinee if I had a talking picture of you. Sweet sweetheart, I love you, think the world of you, but I'm afraid you don't care for me. You never show it, don't let me know it, everyone says I'm a fool to be pining the whole day through. Why do you act like you do? You're mean to me. Why must you be mean to me? Gee, honey, it seems to me you love to see me crying. I don't know why I stay home each night when you say you'll phone. You don't and I'm left alone, singing the blues and sighing. You treat me coldly each day in the year. You always scold me whenever somebody is near. Dear, it must be great fun to be mean to me. You shouldn't, for can't you see what you mean to me?
That is great stuff. Did you hear how he improvises? He doesn't sing the chorus the same way both times. Also notice that he sings the verse. We were discussing the question of verse and chorus in the Bixography Forum, and it is nice to see that Sigur Ellis, in many of the songs that he recorded on his own, sings both the verse and the chorus. And to me, he's a very good singer. I can understand that in Blue River, with the Big Spiderbeck's Obbligato, and the Sigur Ellis covering that Obbligato, people get upset and they blame Sigur Ellis that they can't hear Bix. But yeah, sure, it would have been so nice to be able to hear that fantastic Obbligato that Bix invented right there on the spot. But Sigur Ellis is not a bad singer. In fact, he's a pretty good singer. Well, to show you a little more of his scope, I'm going to play the record of the week. This is going to be Ain't Misbehaving, and get a load of the musicians that accompany him in here. They are Louis Armstrong on trumpet, Tommy Dorsey on trombone and trumpet, Jimmy Dorsey on clarinet and alto sax, Joe Venuti on violin, Arthur Schott on piano, Eddie Lang on guitar, and Stan King on drums. So this is then August 23rd, 1929, Sigur Ellis, Ain't Misbehaving, a bunch of first-class jazz musicians.
Here is one bird with self-control happy inside my cage. I know who I love best, thumbs down on all the rest. My love was given heart and soul, so it can stand the test. No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain, the one I love, I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, what do I care? Your kisses are worth waiting for. Believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. No one to talk with, all by myself. No one to walk with, but I'm happy on the shelf. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love for you. I know for certain, all one I love. I'm through with flirting, it's just you I'm thinking of. Ain't misbehaving, saving my love for you. Like Jack Horner in the corner, don't go nowhere, and I don't care. Your kisses are worth waiting for. Oh, believe me, I don't stay out late, don't care to go. I'm home about 8, just me and my radio. Ain't misbehaving, I'm saving my love.
That is great stuff, isn't it? I don't know who to single out. The drum work is fantastic. Violin, cornet, I mean, just you name it, it's a perfect recording, I think. And a very good vocal by Singer Ellis. Okay. That brings to an end the program about one of the vocalists who recorded with Bix. This is a series of programs. I already covered Irving Kaufman, Smith Ballou, and today was Singer Ellis. Well, let's get back to Bix now. Come to the end of today's edition of Bix is Alive, the radio program in cyberspace dedicated to the preservation and dissemination of the musical legacy of Bix Beiderbecke, the jazz genius from Davenport, Iowa. Please join me again in 2 weeks on WBIX, the virtual radio station on demand of the Bixography website, for another edition of the program. Until next time, this is Albert Haim saying, through his music, Bix is alive.